is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome in to The War Room. It is Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We'll be joined by Leanne McAdoo at the 3:30 segment, Central Time, and Roger Stone in the second hour, as usual. I'm sure he'll have updates on his ongoing litigation, his lawsuit with Twitter, as well as all of the breaking news that is coming out of Washington, D.C. As we start today's broadcast, though, I just want to say something. I woke up today. You know what? I woke up today feeling so good that there was only one day. I didn't even realize it till I just went live. There's only one day I can remember since I moved to Austin where I woke up feeling so good. And that was November 8th, 2016. I woke up that morning and I just had no doubt Trump was going to win. Everything felt good. The way the sun was hitting me and just everything. And for some reason, I woke up feeling that way today. I don't know if that's because the holidays are right around the corner, Thanksgiving and Christmas. That means times with friends and family and loved one and everything that goes with it. For me, if a day off for the first time in a while. But, or perhaps, honestly, spiritually, I can feel the tide turning right now. Spiritually, I can hear the souls of the Democrats and the establishment Republicans literally crying because they are being smashed right now by President Trump, by the return of the Republic, by the return of real media, real press. And it's just amazing to be living through these historical times. And there's so many people out there that don't even realize it. But let me just say this. It's not going to take more than 50 years for the fools to look like fools like they did with the JFK assassination, where if you were saying there were multiple shooters in the JFK assassination, well, you were considered a fool to the mainstream. Well, not anymore. You've been proven right. It's going to be the same thing with President Trump, folks. All the things they tried to tell you about President Trump, they're going to look like fools. Now, it may not be within the next 4 years. It may not be within the next 10 years, but I would bet it's in within the next 10 years. In fact, I think that there's going to be so much happening just in the next 4 years. Look at what just happened in 1 year and think about with that momentum and with that leverage, what we can do in this year. And then going forward, think about what we can do with the 2 years of momentum if we then have a good result for the Trump agenda in Congress in the elections in 2018. Oh my God. Seriously. Nobody alive probably could even imagine what could happen with the momentum and the leverage from 2 years as Trump is president, with everything he's done, what could happen with the next 2 years with a Congress that is actually behind President Trump? Real people, not frauds, not blackmailed people. Which you have to begin to wonder, folks. I got stacks of news. We'll get to all of it. We'll take your calls today. As I said, Leanne McAdoo, Roger Stone with us. You have to wonder, though. First, we get the list of all of the sexual harassment claims that have been settled in our Congress, totaling millions of dollars. Then you find out about John Conyers, who Maxine Waters praised and who he denies any of the sexual assault allegations. Oh, but they're all coming down, aren't they? They're all being exposed. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? That's the cries of the corrupt establishment dying for air. I can hear it right now. Their last breaths of air. I can hear it. They're taking it right now. Can you hear that?
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. It is Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I've got stacks of news in front of me. More allegations coming against congressmen. More allegations coming against Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose is now fired. Wow. We will get into that. We've got The Business Insider printing a story today talking about Mandalay Bay being in crisis because no one is buying the official narrative. They think they're hiding something. Churches are now issuing a warning for visitors. We are armed. That's what the pastors are saying. We'll have all that. Strange news coming out of Apple and China that I'm going to try to understand if I can. Paul Joseph Watson has people trying to pretend to be him on social media so that they can do a fake interview. That's why the blue check mark is important, so that you can't have people pretending to be you and then saying things that aren't actually from you. So we'll get into that. Multiculturalism failing, open borders failing, more on that. The left, though, well, they're failing, but they're not giving up. As this was given to me today from the Independent, billionaire buys Times Square billboards calling for Donald Trump's impeachment. Oh, guess who it is? Tom Steyer. You know, I haven't thought of a good nickname for Tom yet. We'll come up with one. Says he will spend $20 million on billboards and TV ads asking public to sign petition. Well, this is the same Tom Steyer that did that little YouTube video talking about how Trump needs to be impeached, he needs to be removed, blah, blah, blah. You've heard about it before. Well, now he's going to spend $20 million on billboards. Here was a Trump tweet from October 27th. Wacky and totally unhinged Tom Steyer, who has been fighting me in my Make America Great Again agenda from beginning, never wins elections. So that might be why Steyer Steyer, that's what we'll call him. So that's why Steyer Steyer is going to be spending $20 million on billboards. Well, but isn't this ironic? This is what I'm saying. This is always the most ironic things about these people is they throw all this money at all of these virtue signaling political causes that actually don't help anyone. $20 million won't help a single soul. No one. Now, it might give a little appeasement to a snowflake who is walking in New York and sees the billboard, but other than that, who's it going to help? Very, very interesting here. Yeah, and then the crew is pointing out here that you could get 300 million signatures on this petition to impeach Trump, and it wouldn't even matter. So again, it just gets, I mean, how is this guy, okay, I see, this is what I have to do. I have to listen to myself. I have to take my own advice. When you see things like this and you say, this doesn't make sense. Okay, well, wait a second. What does Schroyer say about this? The louder they scream, the more corrupt they are. Start the countdown clock. How long will it be until something comes out about stay or stire? It's coming. You can bet on that. It is coming. Something's coming out about stay or stire. I don't know what it is, but something's coming out about stay or stire. I'm telling you, every time, the louder they yell, the more they hate Trump, the bigger the platform they're yelling about, the more skeletons they have in their closet. So that'll be nice. $20 million on billboards and TV ads to sign a petition to impeach Trump that can't actually impeach Trump. Way to go, stay or stire. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. How could I forget about this? Here's what we're going to do today, stay or stire. Since stay or stire wants to have a phony impeach petition, we're going to have a meme competition. Let's have a meme off, guys. Sorry, I just had noise in my ear. Let's have a meme competition. Who can meme stay or stire? Stay or stire. At War Room Memes. Tweet your stay or stire Tom Steyer meme to at War Room Memes, and we will retweet it, and we will judge the best stay or stire meme at the end of the show for the meme of the day. So today's meme war, at War Room Memes, stay or stire. Tom Steyer, Tom Steyer, Tom Steyer Steyer spends $20 million on an advertising campaign for a petition to impeach Trump that can't actually impeach Trump. You can't make this up, man. $20 million for a cause that cannot succeed. I mean, this is insane. Okay, well, what are you going to do, you know? You're just going to deal with these people. But how about this? Okay. So, in light of all the sexual assault allegations and everything coming down the pike, we had this, I guess it's a spreadsheet, get leaked by somebody where it has every year since from 97 to 2017, the number of settlements and the total amount in dollars that the taxpayer had spent on settling sexual harassment cases within our government. And I don't remember what the final total was, but I think it was around $15 million. Okay, so immediately people are saying, well, why can't we get a FOIA request and get information on who, on names and dates? Well, they say we can't get the FOIA request on this information. Okay, well, so now people, I'm not sure if Mike Cernovich started this or if, it, I'm not sure where the hashtag started. Hashtag unseal the deals. Hashtag unseal the deals. So this is everyone now on Twitter calling to unseal the information about taxpayer dollars being spent to settle sexual harassment cases. I mean, $4 million in the year 2007. $4 million in the year 2002. I mean, what is that? So then the latest, though, we know of one of them. So it was like 264, I think was the total number here. And now we know the names of one of them, John Conyers. And Mike Cernovich is playing 60 chess with his intel right now, by the way, if you don't know what's going on there. But BuzzFeed reports it. The left reports it first. John Conyers is one of the names, one of the individuals on this list that has settled a sexual harassment case. Well, of course, Conyers denies it. And then you go look at some footage of Conyers. He literally is like a lurch. Like he just kind of like lurks around when he walks. And you're not surprised by this at all. But even though he denies it, multiple sources are saying that it's true. So I'm sure as time goes on, you're going to find more about John Conyers and whatever harassment or assault settlements he's made. But how timely, how perfect that it was Maxine Waters who said to women, John Conyers has impeccable integrity on our issues. Oh, Mad Maxine. So wrong. So delusional. So confused in your James Brown wig. It must be tough. But like I said, folks, the louder they scream, the more skeletons they have in their closet. We already know about Maxine Waters and her bank deals and everything to keep her husband's interest close to her heart. But there you go, Maxine. Will Maxine Waters say John Conyers needs to resign? Will she disavow John Conyers? Nope. The James Brown wig is too tight.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, I asked the audience, would Weinsteingate and everything that's followed have ever happened if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president? I also ran a poll on Twitter. The War Room ran a poll. And it's pretty much, at least in our audience, a foregone conclusion. No, Weinsteingate, all the rest of it would have never happened if Hillary Clinton would have become president. Now, there's multiple reasons for that. But the main reason was people believed we would be focusing on the war with Russia. We'd be at war with Russia now. If Hillary Clinton could have won, of course, I think the farther explanation of that as to why it actually did happen was to create a political environment where all you have to do is accuse someone of sexual assault and then they're guilty. And that's what we're now seeing. How much of this is legitimate? How much of this is being fabricated? How much of this is being exaggerated? How much of this is literally nothing but politics? I don't know, but it continues to get worse every day. So we covered John Conyers, and he's going to be one of the, whatever the number is, 164 sexual harassment settlements that taxpayers have had to pay out because of members of Congress. So Conyers is the first name to be released from that. And apparently Paul Ryan knew the whole time and covered it up or something. So, you know, again, this is just the beginning. The Hill prints the story today. Congress owes taxpayers answers about its harassment's shush funds. Yeah, absolutely. This, again, it's issues like this where the left and the right should be united. But because the Democrats and liberals are the biggest hate group in American history, by my estimation, they can't even come together with Trump supporters on this issue. Really sad, but it's true. We can't even come together on an issue like this because their hate of Trump and Trump supporters is so strong that they can't even come together. So, of course, it was yesterday allegations start coming in against Charlie Rose. Then the news is Charlie Rose is suspended. He makes an apology. Again, the apologies are kind of weird when these guys issue apologies. It's like, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just kind of how it was, I guess. So again, then you think there's maybe another agenda here. They're blaming the toxic masculinity culture, and now we have to change that culture. But now today, CBS fires Charlie Rose for the allegation. So is that fair? If all of this wasn't going on, if Weinsteingate wasn't going on, if all of the sexual harassment stories weren't cycling in the media, would he have been fired? What happened to investigations? What happened to a judge, a jury, a trial, a court system? Let us not forget the French Revolution and how many people literally had their heads chopped off just because someone said that they were a non-revolutionary. Well, just like with Al Franken, though, just like with Harvey Weinstein, just like with Kevin Spacey, there's these little giblets that are just kind of floating out there. Does it mean anything? Does it actually put credence to these claims? I mean, you be the judge, but here's a strange clip of Charlie Rose offering to spank Nora O'Donnell while broadcasting on CBS.
Sure. We've all been there. You've had that... Well, guess what? It happens to lemurs, too, in a video posted on YouTube. I love this video. A lemur enlisted the help of two boys to scratch an itch on its back by aggressively pointing it out. The kids obey, but every time...
It's even better spanking himself.
The boys stopped for a rest. The lemur demanded more. But I love.
Oh, I'll do that.
I love how when they were doing the stretch, he's like, no, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. That's nice. See, lemurs, they're like people too.
Okay, so I guess that's Nora O'Donnell spanking herself, mimicking a lemur, and then Charlie Rose offering to spank her. I don't know if there's much to that, to be honest. it's just so ridiculous. But with Al Franken, you had the picture, you had the quotes. I think the quotes more, I mean, the picture was obviously in bad taste. Is that sexual assault, harassment? You'd have to ask a lawyer. Obviously, Tweeden wasn't comfortable about it. I'm not trying to say it was a good thing to do. I'm just saying, you know, does that qualify as really a sexual harasser? But the quotes from Al Franken where he talks about, you know, drugging up, I forget, do you guys remember who it was he said he drugged up? Basically drugging up some model and stuffing her in a closet. He made some joke about that. He made a joke about how he was glad that a homosexual died because he didn't like gay people. But just, no, there's a lot of people coming to Al Franken's defense. Rob Schneider came to his defense. I respect Rob Schneider as one of the most real liberals out there. If there's actually an example of someone who is a liberal who's fair-minded, I'd have to say Rob Schneider would be that example. Yeah, here it is. Leslie Stahl in 95 joking about drugging her and raping her. So again, is that evidence? Is that credence? Is that just like the guy's a freak? Or what does that mean? But now women from the staff of SNL sign a letter in support of Al Franken. So you've got a lot of people coming to Franken's defense now. And again, I kind of have this weird angle where I think there's a civil war kind of going on behind the scenes here where it's so convoluted. It's like, is Al Franken really a sexual predator or is he really just that perverted of a person and not actually someone who's acting illegally and raping people or anything like that? But there's these pictures, there's these quotes. So conservatives say, you're going to come after Roy Moore, you're going to come after Donald Trump. Well, okay, fine. We'll expose Al Franken. We'll make him look really bad. And we've got others, too. How about Charlie Rose? We can go with Charlie Rose, you know, maybe down the line of John Conyers, and it just goes on and on and on. So is that what is going on here? So Charlie Rose is gone. Al Franken still around, if you can believe that. No answers from Congress. Can't get a FOIA request on the hundreds of sexual harassment cases that we, the taxpayers, have paid for. Maxine Waters, just weeks before John Conyers is outed, is saying how he's impeccable, his integrity is impeccable, and he is with the women on their issues. Ouch, Maxine Waters, delusional again under that James Brown wig. But you really want to know what this is all about, folks. You really want to know what it all comes down to. Harvey Weinstein, Hillary Clinton, and Meryl Streep all sat together at a Planned Parenthood gala where Harvey Weinstein pledged $100,000, folks. That's what these people are really about. Sexual harassment is nothing when you don't care about sacrificing children.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals who defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Leanne McAdoo is joining me now, and we are going to discuss net neutrality. I'm hoping Leanne can screw my head on straight with this, as I was talking during the break with the crew. There's always news breaking on net neutrality here, and it is a big issue. It's just something that's so convoluted and twisted and confusing, it's tough for me to even wrap my head around it. My whole thing is, Leanne, kind of like with, you know, I feel like with health insurance, it's like, if it ain't broke, why are we trying to fix it? You know, the internet seems pretty awesome. Seems like the internet as a free platform organically has been very successful. Why are we trying to change it, Leanne? Is that what's happening?
Well, because Obama the Savior came in and he decided that he needed to save the internet because it's been, quite frankly, too effective, too innovative, too great. It really propped the United States up and put us kind of at the precipice of innovation and really made us what we are today. So
you're saying Obama doesn't like the stories getting out there about his real father and, Michelle Obama's codpiece?
Exactly. I mean, do we think that any of these stories with the sexual harassment, Bill Clinton finally being taken to task, would that have all come about if Hillary Clinton was the president right now? I don't think so. So we have right now an FCC chairman that is willing to be transparent. This is totally opposite of what we saw with the former FCC chairman. And tomorrow he's supposed to be making public a draft of these new rules and regulations that are supposedly going to be replacing the Obama era net neutrality. And so, of course, this is facing a lot of backlash from people like Nancy Pelosi and all the tech giants. They're saying these rules are put in place because they protect customers and we want to stick with them. Like you pointed out, the internet was working totally fine. Trillions of dollars have been generated and invested into the internet and internet-based companies since the 90s. It was working just fine. The consumers were doing just fine. But you see these tech giants, they put out this narrative that the internet service providers were going to start creating these internet fast lanes. And so this is where the whole net neutrality, the majority of people agree with this version of net neutrality. Yes, we need to stop internet service providers from creating these internet fast lanes for companies who are able to afford it. Meaning, if you're a site like Netflix and you're using a lot of bandwidth, well, me as the consumer, I'm going to have to pay more or buy this certain internet bundle package in order to get really good quality video, for instance. But the thing is that the big tech giants like Google, Facebook, Netflix, they don't care about that. They're so big that there's no way that AT&T or Time Warner or Amazon, they wouldn't disallow their customers from having access to Netflix, Google, Facebook. That why would someone buy it if they couldn't get it? So they don't care. It's the smaller businesses who might rise up in the ranks who would never be allowed to do this because they couldn't afford access to the internet fast lanes. But what they've also said, and the narrative they're really pushing, first of all, they're saying this is Trump's attack on the free and open internet. No. This happened in 2015. Ajit Pai was the FCC chairman then. This was under President Obama. Since then, Ajit Pai has been warning that this net neutrality was absolutely bad. Government regulation of the internet isn't needed, and that government regulation of the internet would lead to government regulation of sites like the Drudge Report. He specifically talked about how if we went ahead and passed these net neutrality rules, we would see the government regulating conservative sites. And that's exactly what we've seen since net neutrality has been enacted. Although it's not the government regulating it, it's their close relationships they're having with Google, with Facebook, as we saw that.
Yeah, it's the government. It's the government media complex. I want to stick on this
exactly
specifically with Netflix. Leanne, I don't know if you saw this tweet from Netflix this morning. Netflix tweets out, Netflix supports strong net neutrality. We oppose the FCC's proposal to roll back these core protections. Now, it was my understanding, as you were just talking, that, again, it was Obama that rolled these things out as the kind of beginning of the internet control, if you will.
Right.
And now the Trump administration is rolling it back. How much of that Trump has to do with, I can't say. Regardless, that's what Ajit Pai is now saying. We're rolling these back. So why do you think Netflix is against the rollback and supporting the Obama era net neutrality?
Well, Netflix actually told their shareholders that it didn't matter. Again, in 3 years or so time, they're so big, there's no way that an internet service provider isn't going to allow its customers to have good quality access to Netflix. They're just too big to fail at this point. But what Pai is talking about, and he's been talking about since 2015, before Trump was even in the picture, is that this, what's really happening here is we're seeing regulation of the internet. And that's what we have seen since net neutrality was rolled out in 2015.
Well, I think the key here is, Leanne, I think the key here is because this is so convoluted, the key is that what these proposals will do, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is always my understanding. What the proposals will do is, again, as you've indicated, it will give an strict strategic advantage to the bigger fish like the Netflix who can afford to pay for the streamlined internet. They can afford to have that focused internet, whereas people that are trying to enter the market are going to have a lot harder of a time. So of course, someone like Netflix, who's already ingrained in the industry, already has that presence, has that foothold, they're going to be okay with it because they're big enough, where now the smaller fish is probably never going to be able to compete because they can't afford that attention, that bandwidth.
Exactly. And here's something else. If the government was so concerned about protecting the consumers and allowing them to have access to the internet, why aren't they calling out the fact that Google in their app store is censoring apps that they don't like or apps that might come up to
look
challenge
at Gab.
Google? Exactly. And Nancy Pelosi actually had the audacity to say this. She said consumers should be able to use the internet on the device they want, using the apps and services they want, without their internet provider standing in the way. So they're making the internet provider the enemy, rather than Google or Apple or all of these other big companies who are actually controlling our access to information. They have now made themselves the judge, jury, executioner in the information flow. They are the gatekeepers. They
well,
are
and
the
it
ones
seems
who
to
are
me, it seems to me that the whole reason for them to want to do this is to give themselves the legal backing, where as opposed to just erasing Gab off of the Google Play, off of the App Store on Apple, and then having media report on it and this, that, and the other theory put out there, they can just say, well, okay, fine. We won't take you off of the App Store, but you're going to have to pay to compete with these apps, and you're not going to be able to compete. Your service is going to be slow. You can try to send out, a post on Gab, and it might take, 4 hours because they don't have the bandwidth, and 5,000 other people are trying to post at the same time. Where Twitter, it goes out right immediately. Oh, that is if you're allowed to be on Twitter.
Right. And we see now Eric Schmidt coming out saying that they're going to specifically engineer an algorithm that's going to target articles coming from sites like RT and Sputnik, obviously InfoWars as well. And they're not going to ban them outright. They're just going to hide them. So it's too Orwellian to just ban them outright. But what they're going to create these algorithms to just hide the news, because he is inferring that we are too stupid to know what is real news and what is fake news. So he is going to decide for you. Eric Schmidt, a man who created an entire website to help Hillary Clinton win the election. I'm sure there's going to be no political agenda there when it comes to filtering the information that the people are allowed to access. I mean, this is truly madness here. And they're just trying to rile up the people saying, oh, they're going to stop your internet. You won't be able to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's the typical little virtue signal here, buzzword there. Obama here, pepper Obama's name in there, pepper Trump's name in there, and then spin the whole thing to try to get their agenda accomplished. Again, to me, the internet's not broke. Why are we trying to fix it? Leanne McAdoo's got another segment with us. We're talking net neutrality. We'll be right back.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Me, we are discussing net neutrality again, a very convoluted issue. I'm not saying I know all the facts and understand all the facts. It seems to me like there's issues on both sides of the fence here, but as a conservative, you always want to lean towards less government, smaller government, less government control. And at the end of the day, I think that that's why most conservatives are against net neutrality, not necessarily because of the nuts and bolts involved or even the intent of it, but simply based on their conservatism ideologies. Just final thoughts on that, Leanne, before we move on.
Well, what people need to understand is that Google, George Soros' Open Society Foundation, the Ford Foundation, they spent $72 million promoting this idea that the internet needs to be regulated by the government. Why? Why did they do this?
You know what, though? I have to interrupt you because if I recall, most of that spending was in 2015 when they probably still thought Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Right. They wanted the government to be able to regulate the internet. And they were counting on her winning. That's why we were also concerned when this passed. Like, man, there it was. Obama just guaranteed he could hit that kill switch. Because
yeah, that's the secret ripple here. That right, I think that's the secret ripple, is that this was kind of a tool that they put in place for when Hillary Clinton got in, that she could screw the final, you know, or hammer the final nail in and then take total control. I think that's the ripple here.
Exactly. It secured their position as the absolute information gatekeepers. Because we already had these internet regulations set up back in the 90s under the Clinton administration. He said, let's make it the wild, wild west. Let's just have as much innovation as possible.
He was right.
That's why it was so wonderful. That's why it was working. But they really worked. You saw Eric Schmidt, Zuckerberg going in and out of the Obama administration, having these closed door meetings. They were carefully crafting the wording of net neutrality so that it would exempt these big behemoth Silicon Valley companies from the very strict FCC regulation that they want to put on the common carriers. So the content carriers would be exempt from these rules. So basically what that means is that Facebook, Google, they will first filter the information. They can decide what we are allowed to have access to, and then they will force the common carriers to accept the internet that they've provided. So that's what it was. It was this massive power grab. That's what people need to understand.
Okay. Yeah, there's no doubt to me now. Hillary Clinton would have shut us down. If Hillary Clinton would, we'd be shut down. InfoWars wouldn't exist. She would have shut it down. Okay, this is just breaking right now, and this is a good segue into the next topic I wanted to discuss with Leanne. Wow. Guys, pull up the Drudge Report. This is now red-linked on Drudge. This is breaking right now. Disney chief creative officer taking leave amid missteps. Pattern of alleged misconduct, grabbing, kissing, making comments. Wow. Rashida Jones quit Toy Story over unwanted advances. Pixar rocked. I mean, this is nuts, Leanne. Every day there's something new. Charlie Rose is fired today. I mean, what is, oh my, honestly, you know, Mel Gibson said this today. Mel Gibson said, Weinstein scandal is a precursor to change. I mean, is this legitimate? I mean, could the political agenda actually end up cleansing Hollywood?
Well, on the one hand, it's like, great, let's get all of these scumbags out of these positions of power, because as we know, people like Charlie Rose, for instance, they could be totally compromised. Oh, well, you need to report the
blackmailed
story with this. Exactly. Anyone in a position of power can be compromised and controlled. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How do you not see this list here? From 97 to 2017, $15 million or so of taxpayer hush money. This has blackmail up and down, left and right, in between, upside down, right side up. I mean, this is a joke. And we don't even get to know any of the information, Leanne. We can't even file a FOIA request.
Exactly. Well, Greta Van Susteren tweeted out that that's actually breaking the law if your company has to pay out to some type of a case. If you got to settle a case and you don't tell your shareholders, aka the taxpayers, why or what you're doing, you're breaking the law. So yeah, I seriously doubt that that's going to be able to last too much longer. They'll get to the bottom of it. They will unseal the deals. But something else that's kind of happening here, one, it's interesting to see it's mostly the white male patriarchy that's being taken down with these sexual harassment claims, except for Russell Simmons, who also got caught up in all of this, and Conyers. Pretty interesting there. Kind of.
Oh, it won't stop there.
Oh,
it won't stop there. And it's not like, and I just want to be clear here. You know, let's not forget we had Bill Cosby. You've had Michael Jackson in the past too.
True.
So but here's the thing that I'm wondering, Leanne, because I believe fully that none of this, as you said, none of this would have happened if Hillary Clinton would have won. None of the Weinstein gate. None of any of this would have happened. It's all because Trump won. And an agenda to create an environment where all you do is accuse someone of sexual harassment and they're guilty. But my question is, how much of this is real? How much of this is organic? How much of this is out of the establishment control, pushing the agenda to create this environment? And how much of it is just totally part of the agenda to create the environment? I mean, are we seeing kind of like a double-edged sword here?
Well, you know, on the one hand, we are seeing a lot of people being taken down, but then it's like there's so much coming out now where it's like if everyone's a pervert, then no one's a pervert, because then everyone's going to have to be fired. And so it's going to almost like dilute it all. But also, I believe they are setting this up to say, you know, believe the women and everyone is immediately out. I believe they are setting this up unbeknownst to them that they were going to have some pushback and some of their people are going to get taken out as well. But I think they're setting it up to be able to say, well, that's why we need to impeach Trump or we need to get him out. Mm-hmm. Because look at these.
Well, and let's be perfectly clear. Let's be perfectly clear. Anyone on their end of the spectrum that gets hit with this is collateral damage. They don't give a darn about an Al Franken going down or about a Laster at Disney or Conyers or any of this. This is just collateral damage to their overall agenda, which is the real political agenda to remove Trump from office to bring in corrupt Washington, put the swamp back in the presidency. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how America recovers from all this.
Right. Exactly. Because really it's good. Everyone's a pervert. They're all going to be exposed. But it's where this is kind of stemming from is that during the election last year, they could not call Trump out on, the infamous, you know, pee grabbing tape. They couldn't use that against him because they had done so much covering up for Bill Clinton specifically. They were called out on their hypocrisy. Yep. And so now it's time. Okay. Well, we need to get all the Weinsteins, the Clintons. We need to get all the perverts out so that we can't, that can no longer be used against us and that they can then move to impeach Trump.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a silver lining that they're trying to restore their integrity. They're trying to restore their integrity.
So that can't come back to bite them in 2020 because you guarantee you this is going to be what they're going to try and hit Trump with so that he loses in 2020.
All right, Leanne, we're going to close out this segment. This is a story. I think that I found this in Newsweek. Actually, I don't have the name, but I'm pretty sure I found this in Newsweek. I think Sydney Pereira. Leanne, I need to get the truth on this because I'm very confused. We've seen the rise of the soy boy. We've seen that, cisgenders are intolerant and, you know, we're really trying to figure out exactly what's going on here with our identities and our sexual identities. We're so confused now. But then this story crops up. Men with muscles and money are more attractive to straight women and gay men, showing gender roles aren't progressing. Okay. Well, first of all, but let's be real. Men with muscles and money are more attractive? Wow, they've only been teaching that in psychology for 100 years. But this is the real kicker.
It's like there's some primal urge that we have that's like embedded in our DNA.
Some instinct. That's weird. But Leanne, isn't it funny how they don't even realize when they make these headlines that they actually show their true colors? Gender roles aren't quote unquote progressing. They just told you what they're trying to do. They're trying to change gender roles. They're admitting it and they're failing.
They are failing.
No matter how much propaganda they try to push it, you, Leanne, you still like rich men that are in good shape. What the heck?
I do. I like muscles, you know, and being able to buy me dinner doesn't hurt.
Well, why isn't BuzzFeed's propaganda working, Leanne? Why don't you like the soy boys?
Because it's fake news. I'm impervious to fake news.
We need to get Leanne on a date with a soy boy so she doesn't be so intolerant next time she comes on the War Room. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with Roger Stone.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone is about to join us. He wants to hear from you, so you can give us a call, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Roger Stone will take your calls on the other side of this next short break. But first, President Trump, Melania Trump, participate in the pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkeys.
Drumstick and his friend Wishbone will live out their days at Gobbler's Rest. Beautiful place. It's custom built.
Gobbler's Rest?
It's an enclosure on the campus of Virginia Tech.
Is that McConnell's
Tech,
cheeks and neck?
Tremendous school.
There Gobbler's Rest? That's Mitch McConnell's
Tater
neck.
And Cot. The two turkeys pardoned last year by President
Obama. How are the turkeys
going to
live on McConnell's Gobbler? What is going on?
As many of you know, I have been very active in overturning a number of executive
actions. Is Barron growing or is it just me?
By my predecessor.
Has Barron grown two inches since the election or am I crazy?
I have been informed by the White House counsel's office that Tater and Tot's pardons cannot under any circumstances be revoked. So we're not going to revoke them. So Tater and Tot, you can rest easy. I'd also like to thank the National Turkey Federation for bringing along two other
National
turkeys
Turkey Federation?
From Jandall's Turkey Farm in Orfield, Pennsylvania, the great state of Pennsylvania. We're donating these turkeys to Martha's Table, a truly fantastic charity right here in Washington, D.C., which provides warm meals to people in need. They do a fantastic job. Before we get to the pardon, I would like to take a moment to extend our very heartfelt special message. Thanks. Thanks, folks, to the finest and bravest people in the entire world, our great men and women in uniform, the military, law enforcement, first responders. These are incredible people. So thank you. Many of you are always, and you know your loved ones, and you're far away, and you spend so much time away. This Thanksgiving, I want each
as
of you
as
to
I'm
know
sitting here
that
enjoying
we're
this,
forever grateful.
The optics, the speech,
for the incredible job, and for the
family,
incredible sacrifices
the
that you and your families
so
make
triggered.
In defense of our nation.
They hate this.
Our freedom and our truly great
the
American
liberal can't
flag.
Even stand this scene.
I'd
right
also
now.
Like to express
Barron
my
Trump
thanks
and Melania
to the wonderful
with President
citizens
Trump. Oh
of
my
our
gosh,
country.
This is their worst nightmare.
The people who care for our communities, raise America's children, uphold our laws and our values.
There's a nice
and
spin
make this
from NBC
amazing
there.
Land into our national home. As we gather together with our families on Thanksgiving and give thanks for our many blessings, we are reminded of the national family to which we all belong as citizens of this incredible country. This Thursday, as we give thanks for our cherished loved ones, let us also renew our bonds of trust, loyalty, and affection between our fellow citizens as members of a proud national family
of America. You know,
folks,
as we are about
and
to
now, I think
have Thanksgiving
Trump's
here,
and wish.
We are thankful for you out there making all of this possible, and it's so amazing the InfoWars family here. Not just the crew and the staff that work together every day to bring you all of our live broadcasts here, but the InfoWars family extends outside of this studio, outside of the doors here in our office, outside of just the people that work at InfoWars. It's literally you. You are the InfoWars family. You literally are
vestiges of the InfoWars body. And if it's not for you out there, we don't even exist. And I've met thousands of you going out on the streets and traveling to different events, and I truly am thankful for all your support. And you really do pay it forward by going to InfoWarsStore.com, purchasing our t-shirts, purchasing our supplements, making it all possible, folks. It's all thanks to you. So this Thanksgiving, I am thankful to all the InfoWarriors out there that make it all possible. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't even have a show here. I would not even be live right now with this great crew bringing you the day's news every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Central on the War Room with Roger Stone, who will be joining us in the next segment. He just finished his brain force, so you know he's all riled up. It's Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're at the right place. Indeed, you're at the War Room with Roger Stone and my colleague Owen Scheuer. And we're going to be taking your calls for either Owen or myself, and that number again, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're wide open. We'll talk about any subject, whether it is the massive sexual harassment meltdown going on in the mainstream media and the Democratic Party, or whether it is any other question that's on your mind, the JFK documents, whatever you want to talk about, we are here. We value the two-way dialogue with Info Warriors. Very interesting the way BuzzFeed totally ripped off a story reported right here at InfoWars almost 2 months ago. As you know, I reported on the Alex Jones show that the National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, longtime acolyte of George Soros, a man who previously worked for a left-wing think tank funded by Soros' Open Society Institute, the Ford Foundation, and the Rockefeller Foundation, had been privately bad-mouthing his boss, the President of the United States. Specifically, we revealed that McMaster, in a drunken dinner Sophia Katz of Oracle, the CEO of that company, became inebriated, left the table to take a call from the president, returned to the table, and then disparaged his boss as, and let me quote, a dope, an idiot, incapable of thinking beyond 140 characters, and dangerous with his finger on the nuclear button. Now, Safra Katz, the CEO of Oracle, was outraged at this sign of disloyalty and disrespect. And as we reported here on InfoWars, she told her longtime friend Sheldon Adelson about it.
Now that BuzzFeed has jumped on an InfoWars story, it is everywhere, Fortune and elsewhere. This, in my opinion, is a good thing, because I want the president to be sure to see what his national security advisor is doing. This is the same H.R. McMaster who tried to get the president to sign off on 50,000 troops for Afghanistan. That would have been our largest single deployment in a country where we're supposed to be ramping down, but it appears that the neocons who infect the Trump NSA want us to ramp up. So with that, Owen, I'm going to let you be the interlocutor here with the calls. I am happy to begin that process.
All right, then. We got your calls for Roger Stone. We're going to start with John in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's going good. Sounds like you got a beautiful baby with you.
Yeah, she's a little info warrior. She stops crying every time I put InfoWars on.
So you put Jake Tapper, Don Lemon on, she cries. You put Roger Stone on, she has a lift of life.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime she hears Don Lemon's voice, she goes into hyperventilation trigger mode.
Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
I want to know when you think some of these Democrats and Republicans are going to start getting prosecuted, because it seems like it's a big, like, facade at this point. Everything just keeps coming back around in circles, and then more stories keep dropping about who's getting sexually harassed, and I feel like nobody's going to end up going to jail for anything. It's just like a big facade.
Well, it's a difficult question, because in many cases, these accusations, while they may be completely valid, are many years old, sometimes long past the statute of limitations for prosecution. These are not court decisions where someone has been legally convicted of sexual harassment. What act the United States Senate takes in its ethics investigation of Al Franken, I think will set the stage. I would point out to you that a second victim of Franken has come forward only late yesterday, proving to the consternation of many on Twitter that the entire Franken accusation was not invented by Roger Stone. Some people believe, because we reported this news first on InfoWars, that we somehow were involved in orchestrating it. And while I am flattered by your belief that I can do anything, I have never met Miss Tweeden. I have never communicated with her. I have never communicated with her lawyers or anyone else on her team. A source in New York, a very, very well-placed source, high up in the Fox News organization, tipped me off, and I felt an immediate responsibility to let the info warriors know. So, like you, I would like to see prosecutions of those who have assaulted women, but I, like you, am skeptical that that will happen. Thank you very much, though, for your call. Owen, let's go back to the board.
Yep, let's move on to Larry in Mississippi. Larry, you're on the air with Roger Stone.
Hey, Roger. How much of a possibility would it be President Trump to fire that side SOB McMaster?
Because let me respond to your question. I am told from a reliable source that the president saw today coverage of the McMaster Safra Cat story on MSNBC. Why he would be watching MSNBC and not InfoWars is beyond me, unless, of course, he wants to keep up on what the enemy is doing. So the president is well aware of what's going on. Now, as I reported earlier on InfoWars, and which I will repeat now, the White House counsel, Don McGahn, had prepared a report regarding what appears to be the alcoholism of McMaster. This event at dinner with Safra Katz, the chairman of Oracle, a very accomplished woman, is not an isolated incident. In fact, evidently, McMaster has a tendency to get smashed and badmouth the boss on numerous occasions. Now, I believe McMaster's career was hanging by a thread, that he was on the verge of being canned over these charges when Reince Priebus, the previous White House chief of staff, left, and when he was replaced by General John Kelly. General Kelly saved McMaster's job and kept him in place. But now, I believe, with this story, the various reports of alcoholic fits by Mr. McMaster will be reflected in the mainstream media, will reach beyond the alternative media, and will therefore come to the attention of the president. Let us hope that McMaster's days at the White House are limited. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you for the call, Larry. Roger, we're short on time here. How much does this affect the president when he reads these stories? Does he kind of just, you know, brush it off his shoulder, or is this something that he really takes to heart because, you know, he wants everyone to work congruently to try to make America great again?
You know, loyalty is a very, very important quality to the president. He values it and he gives it. He has been a loyal friend of mine for over 40 years. And when he gives someone the incredible gift of public service to be appointed to an august and important position like this, and he is paid back by treachery, well, this man is disserving the president, and frankly, he deserves to be fired. White House staffers who leak, that's a disgrace. We'll be right back on the War Room.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone with my incredibly well-dressed colleague, Owen Scheuer. You know, if you're enjoying this programming here at the War Room, I want to remind you that this expansion of our programming is paid for by your support at the InfoWars.com store site. And right now, my all-time favorite product, Brain Force, is at 50% off plus free shipping. This broadcast literally would not be possible without this terrific product. I find that it brings me both mental clarity and mental energy. And therefore, if you want to get this product and you want to get it now at a deep discount and you want to keep getting it because when we run out at the end of the year, there will be no Brain Force until next year, then you can go to the auto ship program to ensure that you're never without this incredible all-natural supplement, which really makes my extra 6 hours a day that I spend on the margins preparing your broadcasts possible. So again, go to the site now, folks. Brain Force Plus. This is one of the very best and fully tested and extraordinarily well endorsed, if you look at the testimonials, products at the InfoWars.com site. Owen, the president is extraordinarily proud of Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is a palatial estate that was built in the 1920s by Meriwether Post in Palm Beach, Florida. The president purchased this from the United States government at a bargain basement price. He is, after all, the greatest negotiator that ever lived. And he restored this incredible private residence to an extraordinary level. Then, because the most famous and prominent clubs in Palm Beach would not allow either African Americans or Jews, and in some case, even restricted Catholics, Trump converted his palatial vacation home into a private club into which anyone, regardless of their ethnicity, but who had the rather steep entry fee, could become a member. Mar-a-Lago has been an extraordinary commercial success. The president still retains a private apartment there, which is quite nice. I visited there. And now, when we move into what they call the season, beginning this Thanksgiving, actually this Thursday, the president's visits to Mar-a-Lago will begin. This, unfortunately, is a big headache for General John Kelly, the White House chief of staff. Why? Well, because the president has a tendency to wander the property and greet friends old and new. His dinner table becomes a salon, He is accessible to many of his supporters. And the president gets an earful, meaning the president finds out what's on the people's minds. And sometimes this has a tendency to upset the agenda of those who would construct a cocoon around the president and who would like to keep him in the dark on some subjects. We've already reported here at InfoWars that Keith Schiller, the president's longtime body man, was sent into exile by General Kelly because he had the audacity to show the president a newspaper story that Kelly didn't want the president to see. Now, with the president returning to Mar-a-Lago, there are various media reports, including one by Gabe Sherman of Vanity Fair, that Kelly has a plan to cosset the president and deny him access to the dining room, the dining area, really, at Mar-a-Lago. It'll be very interesting to see how this works. There you see it. The dining area is where you see those white umbrellas. This is the actual interior dining room. This is one of the most opulent private clubs in America. I have been there many, many times. I actually lived there for about 2 months in 2000 when Donald Trump was considering a run for the reform nomination for president. And therefore, when I plan to go to Mar-a-Lago later in the week, I will be able to report on the success of Kelly's plan to keep the president away from his friends. Now, I want to go back to your calls. The number again, 888-201-2244. Owen, who have we got on the call board?
Well, Roger, I'm going to have to make him wait for 10 more seconds because I'm still waiting for my invitation to Mar-a-Lago with you. I can't believe it that you get to go enjoy Mar-a-Lago without me. No, I kid. Let's go to Deb in the state of Washington. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead, Deb.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead, Deb.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. You're part of our Thanksgiving for what's good in our life. And just wanted to say I love the to Mr. Stone, I love the hats that you wear that I don't know what the actual name of them are. The one that Rob Dew wore in New York that kind of looks like yours.
The beret.
It's kind of like a beret. Mine was given to me by the Hungarian Society of Cleveland when I worked in that city for the president's reelection, President Ronald Reagan's reelection in 1984. This hat was unfortunately worn by Che Guevara, but that doesn't slow us mavens of fashion down. So thank you. And thank you for your kind words about our small contribution here at InfoWars.
It's not small to us. It's huge. And then I have a question, but I almost feel stupid asking it. But there was discussion on the shows, not just recently, but even before shortly after President Trump became, or the politics, the arguing between family members and so on. And I want to make this quick because I know there are other people. But there was a statement made, or so I thought, and if you go by the mainstream lying media, you don't know what's true or not. But I thought that he had said something like, Mr. Trump, and I believe he was candidate Trump then. And this is not a trick question. I support Mr. Trump. But I have family members that say to me, well, he said this in New York, and you really going to stand by that? Or supposedly candidate Trump said something like, I could do plenty of wrong in my followers would still love me. And I'm like, for the sake of not arguing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Deb, we are out of time for this segment, but Roger, I know, has addressed this question before, so he will answer it on the other side. Put a bookmark in that, and the War Room with Roger Stone will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room. Deb, I want to answer your question, because this is among the most misinterpreted comments of Donald Trump. During the campaign, he said essentially that in Manhattan, he could point a gun in any direction and kill people and not lose any votes. That was not a comment addressing the loyalty of his followers. It was a comment addressing the fact that here you had the conservative candidate for president living in liberal New York. The point he was making was that he had very little support in liberal Manhattan, his hometown. It had nothing to do with really shooting people. It was a euphemistic expression. And he's right. Trust me, there are not many Trump supporters within a 10-mile radius of Trump Tower. I know. I was there last week, and on at least four occasions, I was accosted once in a public restaurant, three times on the streets by leftist hoodlums who want to get into it with me over Trump or Russia or other nonsense. Just as we saw when Alex Jones had hot coffee spilled on him, and I guess it was Seattle, the liberals have no sense of humor, and they can't take a joke. They also have no regard for legitimate dialogue. Their answer is not to debate you on the merits, but to silence us. That's why it is essential for those who support what we do here at InfoWars to support us by going to the InfoWars.com store. You see, as I've said many times, we have no billionaires hanging out in the wings writing us big checks to subsidize what we do here at InfoWars. We can only rely on the individual InfoWarriors going to the site and taking advantage of the extraordinary sales there. This Black Friday sales begin today. Silver Bullet, a powerful, extraordinary colloidal silver preparation, it's 67% off. Knockout, 50% off. And, of course, my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, at 50% off, plus free shipping. So I find Knockout excellent on those nights in which I have some insomnia, in which my brain just keeps rattling around on new projects, new ideas. Tomorrow's broadcast on the War Room or the Alex Jones Show, where you'll be able to see me tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern. I find this product to be extremely effective. Yet the next morning, I don't wake up with a hangover or lethargy or kind of the thickness that you get from store-bought preparations to aid in the sleep. This all-natural product, Knockout, now available an extraordinary 50% off at the InfoWars.com store. Oh, and let's go back to the board. I was happy to answer Deb's question, which is really about geography rather than the loyalty of his supporters.
Let's go to Tom, who is in Florida. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Go ahead.
Hello. I've been listening to your program quite a bit. It makes a lot of sense. And I think Hillary Clinton's one that should be not in prison, but put as a slave.
Well, Tom, our system doesn't allow for that. We do have a judicial system. I certainly agree that she should be prosecuted. Look, Bill and Hillary Clinton and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea, would steal a hot stove. These people are career criminals, whether it is selling military secrets, in fact, missile targeting technology to the Chinese in return for illegal campaign contributions, whether it is giving $1 billion to the Russians so that they could fortify their underground shelters against nuclear attack, or whether it is trading control of 20% of America's uranium output and mining rights for uranium worth billions of dollars in return for $143 million in contributions to the Clinton Foundation, plus a $500,000 payoff to Bill Clinton himself, it's time for Bill and Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted. What was it they told us in the wake of Watergate? No person is above the law. Now, I agree with something Owen Troyer said yesterday, watching Bill and Hillary Clinton and James Carville on the screen. These folks look like they belong in an old age home. I mean, it is pathetic that she is still on the stage and doesn't know when to get off. She seems to believe in her entitlement that people want to hear from her. In fact, even my friends who are Democrats don't want to hear from her. They just want her to go away. Now, if Jeff Sessions were really doing his job at the U.S. Justice Department, there would be an open investigation into not only her emails and why they have not been made public, but into the vast criminal conspiracy of the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters, and it has been the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. So, if you don't have your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, you can get it today at the InfoWars.com store and wear it proudly because, Tom, I agree. It's well past time that the Clintons pay the price for their massive criminality. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, and if we're going to go down the lines of cruel and unusual punishment, not that I agree with Tom's stance, but I have heard others float the idea that we take these corrupt politicians and basically turn them into modern-day court jesters or comedians and put them on television and make them read jokes all day so we can laugh at them. But this country is against cruel and unusual punishment, so we can't do that. Let's now go to Joan, who is in Michigan. Joan, you have a question for Roger Stone. Go ahead.
Hi, Roger and Owen. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I'm really alarmed about this nomination that President Trump has put forth, Mr. Alex Azar, former president of the U.S. division of drug company Eli Lilly, also served in the Bush administration as deputy secretary of Health and Human Services, and also was a board member for a trade association that lobbied for manufacturers of GMOs and vaccines. So why would President Trump bring this kind of swamp creature? I'm sorry, with that resume, you're not a good guy. You can't be, in my book. So there's a lot of people out here that I know in the vaccine injury victim world that are just stunned by this nomination. It really shakes our faith in what President Trump's all about. I'm not pulling my support, but when I saw that, it was like a punch in the gut. I'm going, what is he doing? Any thoughts on that, Roger?
Yes, I completely share your concerns. One of the great disappointments I've had so far in the president is that his promise to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that he would be appointed to chair a commission to look into the safety of vaccines. This has not happened. To my great disappointment. Meanwhile, the president seems to be appointing mandatory vaxxers to every health position in his administration. Here is the question. Does he know? Has he been told the backgrounds of these people, or are their backgrounds being kept from him? In many cases, Bush admin appointees are put on his desk, but their Bush service is left off their resume.
Whoops. I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. and also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You're at the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. We've been taking your calls because we value the two-way dialogue with Info Warriors. To wrap up our last call, I have a major piece coming on how the president's fundamental distrust for vaccinations and his deep concern over the issue has been subsumed by his administration. I think it is vitally important that the president go ahead and appoint the commission that he offered to Robert Kennedy Jr. so we can get to the bottom of the question of the safety of these vaccinations. I will be writing and speaking on this issue more in just the days ahead. Owen, let's use our time left to go back to the board. I want to get in as many calls as we can from the Info Warriors.
All right, let's go to Teresa in Montana. You're on the air with Roger Stone. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi, this is Tessa from Montana. I love you, Owen and Roger.
I really appreciate the fact that you have opened up my eyes. I'm a middle-aged woman and been in the working class all my life, and I never realized everything that has going on. But my question to you is, there was a piece done by Alex this morning about Google, and I wanted to know, how can we protect ourselves from Google and everything that they're doing on our phones?
Well, your question is appropriate at this time because, as you probably know, I'm about to enter a major legal battle with Twitter. And some have urged me to broaden that lawsuit to include Google because the effort to censor us here at InfoWars is about to move ahead big time. I believe by mid-December, most of the major conservative voices, my friends Mike Cernovich, Jack Posobiec, and others, will be completely and totally banned for life at Twitter and will be actively undermined by Google. And therefore, I have been meeting with lawyers, including Judge Andrew Napolitano, who I met with late last week, to put together the mother of all lawsuits, because the actions of Google and Twitter, and in some cases Facebook, are not only violating our First Amendment rights, not only are they violating antitrust law, but in many cases they are violating their service contracts with us. So we are preparing an extraordinary lawsuit, but unfortunately, as you just saw on the screen, this kind of operation costs an enormous amount of money. Google can afford the very best white shoe corporate lawyers in America, where we have got to go out and recruit a legal team to fight this important fight. So if you want to help, you can go to the StoneDefenseFund.com. That's StoneDefenseFund.com. And believe me, our lawyers are not getting $800 an hour. They're not even getting $400 an hour. But they are, like us, patriots, and they are committed to this fight against the tech left. The other thing you can do today that I will appreciate, somebody has set up a feed on Twitter called Not Roger Stone, Not Roger Stone. I urge you to sign up there because this patriot is covering what I do in all mediums, is covering what I say here and do here at InfoWars. And I do not control this feed. I don't even know the individual, the patriot, who's gone out and taken out this name and set up this feed. But Not Roger Stone is out to destroy the real fake news, the globalists, and the establishment pukes who would attempt to abridge our First Amendment rights. So, folks, sign up and follow now at Not Roger Stone. Last week, as you may have heard, Twitter closed down the Stone Cold Truth and, pardon me, Stone Zone tweets. Now, it's interesting because the Twitter rules specifically say that they will close down Twitter feeds that are set up to evade a ban on anyone at Twitter. The problem with that is Stone Cold Truth was set up on Twitter in 2015. And is no way set up specifically to evade the temporary, although they say permanent, suspension of Roger Stone. Let's be as clear as we can. I won't be back on Twitter until a judge orders it, and a judge will order it, as you will see. Again, if you want to help us in this fight, go to StoneDefenseFund.com. We're going to be setting up a special segregated fund for those who want to fight censorship. But in the meantime, your dollars would be appreciated. And at the same time, don't forget to visit the InfoWars.com store for the extraordinary specials we're running. That keeps us on the air here at InfoWars and allows us to continue the expansion. So these are both worthy of your consideration. Thank you so much for your call.
All right, let's go to Jada now in Michigan. Go ahead, Jada.
Hi. First, I just want to start off with my dad and I both love you both so much. And thank you guys. We're actually opening everybody's eyes. But my question is Trump, our president, our wonderful president, is talking about draining the swamp. Wouldn't draining the swamp first start with shutting down the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton Foundation?
Roger, did you catch that question? I think we may be having a connection problem with Roger here, guys.
We just lost our sound here, Owen, so I'm going to let
okay,
you
Roger. Jada was just asking you, what are the odds or the qualifications of getting the Clinton Foundation shut down?
Well, again, this would be an action that should be undertaken by the Trump Justice Department. You certainly have enough evidence. They have violated their IRS regulations under which they are formed. They're also violating numerous state regulations and reporting requirements. I urge the listener to look at the extraordinary work of Charles Ortel. That's O-R-T-E-L, Charles Ortel. I believe you can find him at charlesortel.com. Charles Ortel is a wizard from Wall Street, one of the very best financial analysts in the country, and he has written extensively on the Clinton Foundation corruption. I commend this site to you to learn more about Charles Ortel, a truly great American. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, we've got Frank lined up in Michigan next. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing? Roger and Owen, have a nice Thanksgiving and a blessed Thanksgiving. I'm just calling to make a quick comment. It's probably off the wall, but Mr. Owen, I tell you what, when I first saw you, I didn't really care for you. But I tell you what, brother, I'm in love with you now. You are going to be the future of InfoWars. And what I want to do, I want to volunteer to be the toy boy or coy boy or whatever the young lady wants, but I'm probably old enough to be her grandfather. Because you said earlier you got to have her turn on to a toy boy or coy boy or...
The soy boys. You're talking about the soy boys, Frank.
Yeah, I want to be a soy boy. That's it. Well, I'm a heart patient survivor, so I forget words a lot. And Leanne, she's a sweetheart. She's developed a lot over the years also. But I love you guys, and I wanted to wish you both a great, everybody InfoWars, a great Thanksgiving, a blessed Thanksgiving, a happy Thanksgiving, and beyond.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for the
you
kind
so
words,
much
Frank.
For your call. You're right. Owen kind of grows on you, sort of like cancer.
Oh, come on.
We're having some audio problems here, so I'm going to let Owen pick it up from there. But I think you've got a fan there, Owen.
Hey, it was nice to hear from Frank. I'm glad that I was able to grow on him. I guess I can be kind of callous when you first start to listen to me and my approach to broadcasting. But Roger, I'm just glad that neither yourself or I are a soy boy. And we still have bravery and honor and courage enough here to go live on InfoWars and report the truth. Roger Stone, I bid you adieu. We will catch up tomorrow.
Many thanks, Owen.
There goes Roger. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls, and I've got some breaking news I want to cover.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. I will continue to take your calls for the rest of the broadcast as well as break down two breaking stories that have literally broken while we're on air here. One, I really want to delve into because, as usual, whenever a liberal writes a story, there's a translation that needs to happen. So that's why I'm here, to translate the liberal doublethink, double standard into reality and how they're really behaving and acting. And a lot of that can be explained in this next clip from CNN where, look, we don't like to go down the race baiting road. I hate identity politics. I think it's the worst, lowest common denominator of a political discussion you can have. I think it's the least progressive thing to do, to create policy based on identity politics or to form a debate based on identity politics. But that's what the left continues to do because that's all they have. But here's a guest that goes on CNN that pretty much puts it all on the table. Here he is exposing himself.
Is a very astute, self-publicizing fellow. He knew how to get the president's attention. He does it for personal and probably financial gain. The president is signaling to his base. He always seems to attack people of color or women. He doesn't seem to be very inclined to attack white males, and I think that's a signal. But at the end of the day, he's got Sarah Sanders going out and saying, oh, he's just kidding. So we can all read into it what we'd like. And
okay, the Michael D'Antonio, somebody pull up information on this complete jackass. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be more, I'm trying not to curse on air. It's just this guy, What a So first of all, okay, so he's responding to the whole LeVar Ball thing. Again, LeVar Ball is a loudmouth self-promoter, okay? That's all he is. You know, whatever. He's got... And then, does he really have that much disrespect for the president? Is he really that prideful that he can't thank the president for saving his son from 10 years in jail and ending his basketball career? And who knows, probably putting a big black eye on LeVar Ball's marketing and athletic wear company? Yeah, well, he's a self-promoting, self-aggrandizing, selfish person. So I'm not surprised that LeVar Ball will do or say anything and get back in the spotlight. Regardless, LeVar Ball doesn't thank President Trump, doesn't think President Trump had anything to do with saving his kid from jail. Whatever. He's lucky that President Trump is a good person and not racist and saved his son from 10 years in jail. But then Mark D'Antonio goes full libtard and says, Donald Trump never attacks white men. Are you kidding me? Have you ever heard of some, literally, grass is not green. The sun does not rise in the east and set in the west. The sun is not hot. I mean, how many, is this a, who wrote this story? This is perfect. Who wrote this story? Where is this from? Is it Daily Caller? Exactly. Donald Trump has attacked white men nonstop. Little Marco Rubio, the water spilling thing. How about low energy Jeb, Bill Clinton? I mean, it goes on and on. Al Franken, John McCain. So this is the same group of liberals who will do television segment after television segment after television segment, excoriating Donald Trump for attacking white men. Then they will come out and they'll attack Donald Trump for not attacking white men and then say this is Trump signaling to his base of racists. You tell me that you love me. How does a Mr. Clean looking toilet bowl head like Dan Antonio get on television? How? Because CNN is fake news. Because CNN is ISIS.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again. This is the War Room.
All right, here's something I cannot stand for. And although it comes off as insensitive, it's not that I'm insensitive. It's that I'm not going to have my environment dictated to me. I'm not going to have my reality cast upon me by a bunch of people who live in the farthest, most fringe elements of reality and who really deny reality and have the most double standard, double think. I mean, let me just break this down for you. So Time literally just posted this story. 4 steps America must take to help end sexual violence. Now let's put this in perspective, folks. This is nothing new. Sexual violence? What is new about this? We've known about this. There have been cases. There have been famous cases. There have been cover-ups. There have been everything. This isn't new. What is new? What's new is that now it's the biggest story. What's new is that now it's the biggest story every day. Why? Because eventually, this is all about having it come back on Trump. So, what is really going on? It's not that there's no increase of sexual violence. If you want to have that debate, we can have that debate. But if we're going to have that debate, let's look at the sexualization of our culture first. But beyond that, why is it the big story now? Because there's an agenda by the deep state, by the government media complex to create an environment where all you have to do is accuse someone of sexual assault and then they're guilty. So the New York Times creates this story, 4 steps America must take to help end sexual violence. Now I'm going to break this down and show you just how, just the double standards, the double think, and how fair, or how unfair it is for them to write this story, and you know what the end game is. So let me just break this down. Again, this is not to be insensitive. This is not to act like this doesn't happen. This is not to ignore it. This is to point out what the real agenda here is. So coming from Time, I'm just going to just some of the highlights here. From Bill Cosby to Bill O'Reilly, these new allegations, those aren't new with Bill Cosby, demonstrate, and not even with Bill O'Reilly. Those are old. That's what I'm saying. It's all old stuff. These new allegations that are actually old allegations demonstrate that while abusers are responsible for their actions, this problem is much bigger than any one person. They show that this issue isn't limited to a single profession, age group, or community. But wait a second. But wait a second. Here's the doublethink. See, this is why liberal logic is so fallible and so frustrating to those of us that actually have common sense. Because this logic and reasoning is not applied to any other situation. This logic and reasoning is not applied to radical Islam. Do you notice that? These new allegations demonstrate that while abusers are responsible for their actions, this is a problem much bigger than any one person. Are they talking about ISIS? No. They show that this issue isn't limited to a single person. Are they talking about ISIS? No. They're talking about sexual assault. It goes on. Again, this is them creating a reality for us. This is them projecting certain sections of society and culture onto the rest of us. The unfortunate truth is that we live in a culture where fear and victim blaming keep survivors silent. Oh, you mean the bullies in the liberal media? The bullies in Hollywood? The bullies in the entertainment industry? Again, why do they cast that on the rest of America? This is why I'm so sick of it. A culture where we wait for just one more report before taking inappropriate behavior seriously. No, this is in Hollywood. A culture that makes it difficult for victims to come forward knowing they will be met with shame or doubt. No, again, that's Hollywood. And you want to talk about shame? You want to talk about shaming people that come forward? You better start excoriating Hillary Clinton immediately. But guess what? Clinton is not mentioned in this article, not Bill or Hillary. Then they say, false reporting of sexual assault is very uncommon. Wrong! False reporting of sexual assault is very common. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if a lot of these reports that we're reporting on now are totally false and fabricated. Uncommon. What a lie. You know how many times athletes get accused of sexual assault and it's not true? These people just lie through their teeth, man. They take a tiny fringe reality and they project it onto the rest of us as if we all have to deal with Hollywood's problems. Now I have to deal with the sexualization and all the perverts in Hollywood. Now I have to deal in my life because Hollywood is so perverted and the entertainment industry is so perverted. Now I have to walk on eggshells even though I've done nothing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, slavery used to exist in America, therefore all white people are bad. Sexual assault exists in Hollywood, therefore all of America is a sexual assault, you know, culture. I'm sick of this crap. It will take all of us to create a culture that no longer tolerates sexual violence. We don't! We don't tolerate sexual violence. That's Hollywood. That's the entertainment industry. That's the Democrats. That's the Republicans. That's Congress. I got a whole frickin' list. I'm sick of this crap, man. A list. 20 years, $15 million of sexual harassment cases being solved, and the Time magazine tells me that I have to change my life. Tells me that I'm the problem, even though it's all Hollywood, it's all politicians. No. Don't you see? You have to change your life now. First, I haven't even gotten into their four things we have to do. Time magazine. Bring my blood pressure down for a second here. First, as a society, we must gain a better understanding about what acts constitute sexual harassment and assault so we can effectively speak out against it. Do you have no instincts? Do you really not know what's right and wrong? I'm beginning to think that's the case. I'm beginning to think that liberals actually don't know what's right and wrong. Of course, how could you when you don't even recognize facts from fiction? We have to have a better understanding about what constitutes sexual harassment. Yeah, it used to be actual sexual harassment. Now it's just an accusation. Second, we must remember how common sexual violence is. Again, projecting Hollywood, projecting the government problems onto the rest of culture, onto the rest of society. Most people aren't degenerative sexual perverts, okay? I know that's what Hollywood's been trying to do to America for decades, but we really aren't that bad. It's just unbelievable. We must correct common misconceptions about people who commit sex crimes. Now, this is getting interesting. The majority of sexual violence is committed by people survivors know and trust. That's true. People who commit acts of sexual violence sometimes abuse their celebrity or authority and the trust that comes with it. Exactly. So why are you blaming everyone else? Why are you blaming the average Joe? You know why? Because you hate the average Joe. You want to put all of the problems, all of the perversion in Hollywood, all of the corruption in government, you want to put that on the average Joe and the average Jane's shoulders. Now, I'm not standing for that. People who sexually abuse have successful careers and strong social ties. We must hold those who commit sexual violence accountable, regardless of their position in the community, their power, fame, or wealth. Again, they're admitting it in this story. This is really constricted to the Hollywood, entertainment, and government industries, but they want everyone to face the blame. They want everyone to have to suffer. And finally, it means taking action and supporting our colleagues, friends, family, and neighbors. Times are clearly changing. More brave survivors are feeling emboldened to come forward and tell their stories, and employers are less willing to forgive inexcusable behavior. But where is this all coming from? Hollywood. Where is this coming from? The government. So Hollywood and the government are corrupt, degenerative, sexual perverts, and now Time Magazine wants you to have to pay for it. Time Magazine wants you to now look at yourself and say, oh my gosh, look at me and my culture environment of sexual harassment. I have to do something. No, Hollywood and the government has to do something, not the good Americans.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult, will to dominate and control society. and that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy striking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know what it really comes down to? And you already know this, but like, I get all fired up over what I see liberal media and the left trying to do to America. These people just hate America. They hate America. They hate people that are happy. They hate people that enjoy life. They literally want to tear it all down. Misery loves company. These people are miserable. They want to tear everything down so that you share in their misery. I'm not going to stand for it. No. No, you can't tear me down. Can't do it. Not going to happen. I'm going to stand up for what's right and for the culture in America that isn't perverted and that hasn't been corrupted by Hollywood and the entertainment industry. We still exist. We still run this country. We voted Trump into presidency. I know you don't think we exist, but we are the ones that elected Trump. So go ahead, swallow that humble pill if you're prideful throat isn't too swollen to get it down. But my guess is your big, fat, bloated face is too swollen to even swallow a humble pill. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines here in a second, but I want to cover some breaking news. This just broke while we were on air. Uber concealed cyber attack that exposed 57 million people's user data. Now, they are saying that no social security numbers, credit card details, or trip location data were taken. But I'm not believing that for one second, because this is the same company that concealed this cyber attack for an entire year. The company also paid hackers $100,000 to keep this quiet and delete all of the info. So shady shenanigans over there at Uber, but it is now being reported 57 million people's data has been compromised via an Uber hack. Here's an interesting little cycle that I noticed today. Apple iPhone X is reportedly assembled with illegal high school student labor. Six high school students told the Financial Times they would usually work 11-hour shifts to help assemble Apple's flagship phone at a factory in Zhengzhou, China. Okay, well, harsh work environments at Foxconn is not a new story. 17-hour work days, you know, only like 5 days off a month, suicide nets on the buildings. We already know about this stuff. This isn't new. And yet all of the liberals still line up for their new iPhones, even though they know it's basically made with, you know, slave labor, at least what would probably be considered slave labor in America. So this is starting to break out. Foxconn is considering coming back to manufacture some of this stuff in America, but then you have Chinese human rights lawyers jailed for 2 years. Oh, a prominent Chinese human rights lawyer was sentenced to 2 years in prison for inciting subversion on Tuesday. Human rights lawyers jailed in China. Wonder why, as stories are now coming out about the labor in China to make all of America's iPhones. Interesting. And then in another ripple, another news ripple, Apple removes several apps, including Skype, in China. See, folks, this is what communism is all about. Censorship, total government control, and now you can't even Skype in China. Wonder why. You think China is trying to keep something under wraps today, folks? That's communism for you. That's why America stands against communism. Now, we got a caller on the line who actually wants to talk about China and the internet. That's Brian in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Absolute fact. You can look up the contract we're sending. It's InfoWars and to Harrison. 2005 Navitone. What is www. Ladies and gentlemen, what is that, boys and girls? The World Wide Web. Well, guess who owns the World Wide Web? In 2005, Berkshire sold major stock to the World Wide Web. That means Google, Facebook, all these guys have to kowtow and kiss butts of World Wide Web to run their operation. So, in other words, China monitors everything. We want an American website.
I have a quick question for you. Does this have anything to do with what happened in the Obama administration, basically turning over the rights of the internet to foreign entities?
No, this happened before. But the point is, it also is connected to the collusion going on with the selling of the uranium and the gold by the Clintons met with Harry Reid in Nevada at their house. China's been ripping off. China does business and has headquarters in Nevada. They meet in.
Harry Reid and his son basically sold Nevada land to the Chinese, and now China has a setup there thanks to Harry Reid.
Yeah, well, the main thing is we want this, our solution for you guys, InfoWars. I love you for your courage. Listen to me. What we need is an American, not www. Like .USA, so Americans can have our own cell towers. We don't need their satellites. They own everything in outer space and everything right now. We're doomed because China is www. The World Wide Web is owned by China. So we want American internet so it's uncensored. We can just talk freely, tell the president. This is urgent, man. I mean, 100%. We're going to send you the contract. So Navitone, you're going to see it. It's public information, but you're going to see it. Nobody discovered this. And now what else is going on is the casinos. James Murin, I used to live at the Signature in MGM. I've been threatened and a lot of problems. Here's the thing. The Chinese, they meet in casinos like an office building, and they stash their hot money in casinos. When they steal money from China, they come over to the casinos, and they put it in a cage and hold it, $10 billion, $3 billion, who cares? It's a criminal enterprise. So the point is, Las Vegas is where that office, Navitone, is based, and Herb Sider, who a friend of mine sold 16 houses to, sold us out to China, and China controls the internet. Everything, when you go www, that's World Wide Web. Guess who owns it? Majority stock, China. So ask the president, we want our own American-made, so we log on internet, we can go to an American cell tower that's not being monitored. The other thing is Apple, I got to tell you this, all Apple software, everything has got spyware in it, and most of it is in the fonts. Delete all your foreign fonts. Only use English. But the point is Apple builds spyware into the computers. Every iPhone you got, every computer is all hacked. China controls the internet. We have to have American internet, www.us, no, not www, just but usa.com, something to where when we log on with our computers, China's not having control of our data.
Interesting. And you have to consider that China not only buying up the internet, they're buying up literally, what is it, like 90% of the world's raw materials? Something crazy like that. Look that up. And then there was another thought I had, that China was taking over something else too on the internet, and that thought has now escaped me.
Actually, the mining police. Harry Reid and his son, there's an ENN, they milked a lot of the uranium and gold, sold it to China. Clintons were in on it, and what it is that the reason they went after the Bundys is because they didn't want anybody seeing the soil sample testers testing the ground, because they're bleeding all the uranium and gold and selling it to China, making a killing. Harry, you're a criminal. We're on to you, buddy. It's over. Tell your son to pack his stuff.
All right, Brian. Good call from Brian there. Well, you know, Trump is negotiating with China, the art of the deal. We'll see if China's attempt to just buy everything is throttled back here under the Trump administration.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Brain Force 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to bring you a big announcement. Huge. Huge announcement here. Well, you know that InfoWars is expanding, and we have just launched a new website. That's right. A new, groundbreaking website for the ultimate truth. SnopesCheck.com. That's right, folks. SnopesCheck.com. From now on, it's not just Snopes that's going to be running the fact checks, which, by the way, I forgot the story. I was on Snopes last night reviewing something, and I found a story. I forget what it was, but it was like the most obvious fact, like just fact, like, you know, grass is green. Okay. Snopes ran the story and said, mostly true. The grass is green. According to Snopes, that's mostly true. I couldn't even believe it. But now we have SnopesCheck.com. So whenever you see something questionable on Snopes, just go to SnopesCheck.com and that'll direct you to the truth. But folks, it's all possible because of you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. And we do have the Black Friday through Cyber Monday specials going on right now. Yesterday, we announced 50% off BrainForce. And now today, 25% off ProPure water filters. How about that? Big savings, 25% off the ProPure water filter. And then you combine that with the free shipping that is store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge savings on the ProPure water filter. And if you're not filtering your water, what are you doing? What are you waiting for? We covered, I think it was last week, all of the water problems that people are having. Lead, glyphosate, mercury, even just, you know, oil being found in some water supplies. Folks, you can't be drinking the tap water. It's terrible for your health. It's filled with toxic chemicals. This is a no-brainer. If you're not filtering your water yet, this must be your first time ever listening to InfoWars, because it is just beyond a reasonable doubt that water filtration is one of the first things you can do to fight back against the toxic environment and really just the attack on you, the attack on your body. So take advantage of 25% off ProPure water filter plus free shipping, huge savings at InfoWarsStore.com. You make it all possible. All right, let's go to Sam in Montana. I think I know this Sam. I used to talk to you on an old broadcast I used to do. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, here I am. Can you believe it?
Dude, you're killing it. I'm super proud of you. You know, see, Engage Liberty used to listen to you, and I am so happy that you're with InfoWars, and you haven't changed a bit.
Was your investment worth it?
Oh, it was worth it over and over and over. Actually, the best investment that I've made outside of getting a coffee roaster.
Now, I hope you use the InfoWars coffee.
Well, if you guys had green beans, I would. We actually roast our own coffee. You know, in Montana, we don't have the best of everything at our disposal, so we try to make and process all our own food the best we can anyways.
So what's on your mind today?
I was just listening to you talk, and it kind of reminded me of the last conversation that we had, which was around, I think, women's pay in the industry.
You were discussing that. Do you still work in the oil industry?
Oh, yeah. I'm swimming in that other patriot color of black gold.
And what are your thoughts on the equal pay issue from your experience?
You know, honestly, I haven't really experienced any kind of pay gaps. And throughout my career, I've primarily been one of the only women around.
That's one of the fields that's predominantly dominated by men. I'm surprised the liberals aren't attacking that yet. It's like engineering, you know, like 1 in 10 engineers is a woman. It's like, oh, engineering is sexist. Just wait, that'll come next.
It's coming. But where I work, it's inundated with women, surprisingly, a lot of them. And it's more positive of an environment than I would have expected.
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, wait a second. I read Time magazine, and hearing your account, there must be sexual assault just rampant.
You know what? There is, and it may be the what's in the water these days with the sexual assault business, but we just had to do some training about how to identify it, and you know, there's zero tolerance, of course, and to report it. And you know what? There's a lot of discussion on in the circles of women. You know, we're all buddies, right? So we all talk about what's going on, and there's some tones coming out of that that I wouldn't have expected. Even me personally, maybe being inundated with it in the news and everywhere we hear about women coming forward, feeling comfortable of reporting, you know, it almost like it's more accepted now that, or maybe everybody's scared, you know, if we don't do something about it, then we're going to be next or we're going to get accused of it. So you'd actually be surprised. Being a woman in a highly industrial environment, you kind of get used to having to combat different scenarios of harassment, and you get used to it. It's not a.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's an issue of sexual harassment? Do you think it's an issue of bad humor? Do you think it's an issue where, you know, just a typical conversation between a man and a man might be just, you know, less politically correct, shall we say, between a woman and a woman? I mean, what do you think the issue there is?
Well, you know, obviously everybody's got their own lenses that they view things through. And in my personal experience, you hear everything of every different color of comment. And most people, it's funny, or you just can ignore it. It's when you get these creepy opportunistic guys that there is some kind of issue where they, like I'm married with four kids, and I'll give you a case, and I'll try to be brief about it. But I had some troubles with my house, and like to where everybody was sending me condolences or, you know, hey, anything I can do to help. And one individual actually that I didn't even know who it was, and I work around him all the time. I couldn't even recognize the name. I had to look him up to see who it was. They offered help, but also used that as an opportunity to reach out to talk to me and then start sending me kind of really lewd messages to where I had to say, hey, yeah, don't talk to me anymore. So you got these creeps, and then you got just everybody else kind of just being who they are and not really having any intentions behind it. But, you know, maybe the creeps that are out there putting out a...
Well, the reason we got 60 seconds left, and the reason why I want to hear your opinion on this is because I know that in the industry you work with, I guess I'm sexist, because as far as I can tell, it's mostly dominated by men in the oil industry. Mostly men are the people working in this, so that's why I'm kind of interested on what you're seeing. But you're saying it's mostly just maybe lewd, inappropriate jokes that kind of take place in-house because there's a certain level of respect and understanding and camaraderie between people, but not maybe necessarily actual sexual assault happening. But now they're trying to blur those lines, and now making a joke might be considered assault.
Yeah, right, exactly. But it is bringing those things to the surface that otherwise, you know, you'd say, I'm just going to deal with it on my own. I'm not too worried about it. It's kind of a good conversation to be having, but also it's opening room for the victim type.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a slippery slope, while at the same time, if there is the issue there and people are being intimidated, then yes, we should be addressing that. I do agree. Glad to hear from you, Sam. Haven't heard from you in a while. Glad to hear from you. We'll be right back. Final segment of the War Room, other side.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, And if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I know what was going through your mind here as we begin the final segment of the War Room. This happens to you every day at 6 p.m. Central. You hang your head and you get upset because InfoWars is no longer live. I know. It's brutal. It's brutal when we sign off here after our 10 hours of live broadcasting every day at 6 p.m. Central. Unfortunately, that's when we conclude, and it's brutal for our audience. They want us to be live 24/7, but I've got good news. We are not done for the day. That's right. As soon as I sign off here at 6 p.m. Central, the crew is going to get another live broadcast set up, and it will be Alex Jones coming into studio for a late night Tuesday special broadcast at InfoWars.com/show, the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and InfoWars Live on YouTube. So be sure to stick around as we are not done broadcasting live for this Tuesday. And the big story that Alex will be breaking down and covering, Russian radioactivity recorded 986 times higher than usual as toxic cloud sparks nuclear accident rumors. Interestingly enough, you had a similar story breaking out of Europe where they had a bunch of toxic clouds and nuclear radioactive clouds showing up on tests that they could not explain. So Alex Jones will be live at 6:30 Central at Infowars.com/show and Infowars Live YouTube channel to break this down and give you the rest of the story. Real quick, I'll hit some news stories here and then close out the phone lines. This church has a warning for visitors. We are heavily armed. So Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the River at Tampa Bay Church, who is a guest on the Alex Jones Show, is warning people or warning the evildoers out there who might want to target Christians and conservatives, or specifically Pastor Brown, that his congregation is armed. And I get the feeling that's going to keep a lone gunman nut job from going in there and trying to shoot the place up. And then if one still decides to, well, let's just say it won't be long before that dog is put to rest. Six Muslim refugees arrested plotted major Christmas market attack in Germany. Oh, multiculturalism, radical Islam, open borders, fails Germany again. Merkel, a total failed leader. No one should be surprised by that. Very sad. And this is from Breitbart. Illegal aliens killed border agent by crushing in his skull with rocks. So that's nice. Just the loving illegals that the Democrats want to embed in sanctuary cities. Murderers, drug dealers, criminals, just floating along with the rest of the good American citizens. That's what the Democrats love. Well, it's not that they love that. They just love the vote, really. And they just don't care what violence that brings to their community. That's the Democrats. They're a bunch of pieces of trash. Just look at what they've done in Baltimore. And then, final story here. After 9/11, a butt dial, York police raid underage party returned to arrest man in attic. Now, I was going to get into the whole thing about police. Was it legal to go to these lengths to bust this party up? But then I realized the real angle that I should be covering here. You know, part of the reason why people grow up with an ill, let's just say a bad taste in their mouth for police, and this usually peaks around the age of 22, 23, I would say. I'm not saying I'm above this. It's because, think about this, when you're growing up as a kid, I'm not endorsing this behavior, okay? I'm just telling you what happens. You go to parties, and what happens? The cops break it up. You go to a party, and you're drinking underage, and it's a big deal because the police are coming, they're gonna write you tickets, or you have to be secretive. So, it's the same thing with like, marijuana users, okay? Part of the reason why there's this harbored angst or bad taste or distrust of police, it's because growing up, a lot of kids that have a social life that involves partying and drinking or using drugs or whatever at house parties, there's a bad taste in their mouth for police because they've had a bad experience with police. So maybe it's time again that we start to investigate some of these laws. Maybe it's time that the war on drugs gets reconsidered or ended. Maybe it's time we reconsider the drinking age, which was 18 until the federal government stepped in and basically lobbied their way to a 21-year-old drinking statute. Basically withholding highway funds from states until they made it 21. Why? I don't know. But believe me, it doesn't stop kids from drinking underage. Have you been on a college campus? And again, then they deal with police, they get a record, and it's all because they drank a beer, the same thing everyone else is doing in college. So maybe we need to reconsider that. And I really believe that if you end the war on drugs and you change some of these drinking laws, I really think that the negative implications that the youth has towards police. I really believe that that will bring it down and effectively end it for the most part, because I've never had any ill will towards police until you start witnessing police busting up your parties, you know, busting you or your friends for drinking underage or whatever it is. That's when you start to harbor this ill will, because you're like, oh, why did I get busted for this? Everyone else is doing it. That's not fair. Well, is that the police fault or the law's fault? All right, let's clear the phone lines here before we sign off. Let's go to Jacob in Illinois. Go ahead, Jacob.
How you doing, Owen? God bless
doing
you.
Right.
God bless InfoWars.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to say I've clearly experienced, you know, race baiting, just having living next to anti-Trump supporters. During the election, my neighbors went as far as one of my neighbor's friends went as far as labeling myself and my father racist, just based off the fact that I support Trump and was rooting for Trump in the election.
Well, this is it. I've said it. The Democrats and liberals are the biggest hate group in the history of America. They hate you. They literally are the biggest hate group in the history of America.
But you would think, though, growing up next to people for your entire life, you know, I'm 25. I've grown up next to these people my entire life. You would think they would somewhat.
What part of Illinois do you live in, Jacob?
Arlington Heights, Illinois, northwest suburbs.
Yeah. And if I recall, it's you know, pretty much all mixes of life are in there.
But I mean, with the race baiting, you can clearly see the liberal tactic. It's to label everyone.
Well, what
racist.
Do you expect? You're shocked? I mean, these are the same people that call Trump a racist after they literally have given him awards for all the support he's given to underprivileged, you know, communities of color, you know, embraced by, you know, Jesse Jackson, embraced by all sorts of people from all different walks of life, all different skin colors, everything. So he takes in homeless people that are black. So if they will call Trump a racist, even though he literally has a pedigree of how he's not racist, and so many black people that step up and say, no, he is so not racist. He helps all people, no matter what their skin color is. So if they still call Trump racist, why should you be surprised that their minions would call you a racist even though you're not? So that's the brainwashing of the liberals. Let's take Pat, who's called in from Greece. You're the final caller today. Close it out, Pat.
Okay, wow. I can't even believe I got through. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, I wanted to give a message to Alex if he could postpone this huge expansion you're having in Texas, and to consider opening a London distribution center, because I really believe that Survival Shield saved my life, and I can't prove it, but I was so ill, I couldn't swallow water, like I would throw up if I had water, and then the Survival Shield came, and then when I took it, like half an hour later, I was able to eat again, but you know, there's a war on now with the imports from the United States and here in Europe. And I think it would be a back door if you could, because they're opening trade between London and the United States. So you could have a distribution center here that could open up into Europe. And I think there's a huge market here. There's 450 million people in Europe.
And well, I love it. And thank you so much for your support and the kind words. I agree. X2 is an unbelievable product, truly a life-changing product. Pat, I don't have much time left. I just want to know, you're in Greece. What is the what's the political atmosphere in Greece right now? Boil it down for me in 30 seconds.
I was correcting the record earlier. The Greek exit vote was 63% to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there was the Brexit to leave. Then there were the Italian exit to leave. Mm-hmm. And then they had a discussion in the European Parliament on whether or not they should allow these adventures in democracy to continue. And then we saw what happened with Catalonia. So,
yep.
You know, I'm hoping that Trump and Putin can save us.
Wow, so they're basically bullying these nations from going independent.
They've just ignored it. We're still waiting. And we have no real leadership. We need,
need a Trump. That's what you need. Thank you so much for the call, Pat, from Greece. Greece is a beautiful country. I hope to go there someday. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/